Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Back in 1991, about one-third of young workers could get a job right out of high school. No bachelor's degree, no specialized training. Today, that number is down to one-sixth. Spencer Shanholtz is a research analyst at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at UVA, and he says two-thirds of entry-level jobs now require some kind of training beyond high school.
Among many factors, one primary reason is upskilling. Employers are demanding a higher level of skills from workers. And most Americans need to come out of high school or come into the workforce with a deeper knowledge in their field.
Fields like health sciences, human services, and information technology, industries where high school graduates with specialized training can get a job without a bachelor's degree. Shanholtz says that means colleges and universities might need to think outside the box.
This can include different pathways like certificates, badges, shortened programs, night classes, things along those lines to increase opportunity for these low-skilled workers to obtain these middle-skilled jobs.
Now, many low-wage jobs have been moved offshore or automated. That's only increased the demand for skills and training, leaving many people who don't have an education beyond high school earning low wages. I'm Michael Pope.